Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos today. We're hoping today to complete this volume, Chelek Sheni of Orach Chaim. We're up to Hilchos Kriya Shma Lamita, Halacha Beis, and we're up to the subparagraph Vehine Al Pi Zeh Mavor Heitev. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on chapter 35 in Likutei Moran. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, Val Pize, based on the short summary that he gave us of that chapter in Likutei Moran, Mevoyer Heitev Inyan Kriya Shma Lamita, will understand very clearly the whole concept of Kriya Shma Lamita. Shehi Emunas Hayichud, where we declare our faith in the oneness of Hashem. Shetzrichan Lekabal Olof Kodem Hashena, and we're required to acknowledge this and to accept this before going to sleep. Ki hashena hu tikun hamoichin kanal. Because sleep is very, very important for maintaining a person's seichel, as we quoted in the previous paragraph, that the brain gets tired at the end of a day. And in order for the brain to be able to have a renewal, the renewal that it needs for the new day, a person has to sleep. She'oz nechnosin hamoichin besoich bechinas emuna. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when a person goes to sleep, the soul leaves, the neshama leaves. The neshama is the seichel of the person. Where does it go? The moichin go into emuna, which is associated with the sphere of malchus. V'nischachin sham, and there, in that place of emuna, the moichin are renewed and refreshed. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, chadoshim labekorim, rabo emuna secha. Brand new every morning, an increase in emuna. So the emuna is what renews the moichin every day. That's why before going to sleep we recite Kriya Shma Lamita, Shehi Ikar Ho Emuna. That's the strongest declaration of our faith in Hashem. Kedei sheyizke al yidei ze sheyichnois moichoi. So that by reciting the Kriya Shma then, the person can be zeicher that their moyach, their neshama, will enter into emuna when the person is sleeping, in order that the moyach, the seichel of the person, will be renewed and refreshed there. Bibchinas chadoshim labekorim, as in that pasuk. Avol, however, when a person is doing this, when the person is taking their intellect, their seichel, and putting it inside of emuna during sleep, the emuna needs special protection, so that the klipos shouldn't draw from it. We mentioned previously, and we reiterate, that emuna is malchus. It's the lowest one of the midos. It's the one that's closest to the klipos, to the tumah. It's referred to as the bottom of the feet. And the pasuk says, ragleho yordos mofes. The bottom of the feet go into death, go into the klipos, the sitra achra. So therefore, they require special shmirah. The emuna requires special shmirah. V'alkein tzrichin lahamshich b'chinas chashmal me'olam habino kanal. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran quotes the Arizal. The Arizal explains that when we're dealing with the malchus, emuna, when we're dealing with that lowest level, it requires protection that's provided from bina. Malchus is called the lower shechina, bina is called the upper shechina. The upper shechina looks after the lower shechina and protects it. There's this light called chashmal that comes forth from bina, and that protects the emuna. V'ze b'chinas mashetzrichen likrois kriyashma b'mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem. And this will explain why when reciting kriyashma, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that a person is supposed to have in mind, especially when they say that Dalit of Echad, that I'm accepting upon myself the four Misois Bezdin. I'm ready to die for Hashem. If that's what's necessary in order to purify my neshama, if I committed sins which would justify skila, sreifa, herik, chenek, I'm ready. I'm ready to die for Hashem. Just like Rabbi Akiva, when the Romans were raking his flesh with these iron combs, what was he doing? He recited Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and his soul left him with that Dalet of Echad. So every one of us, whenever we're saying Kriya Shema, that's a time that a person is supposed to be mekabel upon myself, to be willing to die for Kiddush Hashem. Kali de mesiras nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, al yidei ze nechleles nishmosei bebechinas bina, imo ilo, kimavur bekavonos. Because the Arizal explains that when a person does this, when a person has that mindset, their neshama plugs into the upper Shechina, Bina, that upper Shechina, Bina, which is called Imeilo. Vazai hu zoicher lahamshich misham mebechinas Bina hu mamshich misham bechinas chashmal hanal. And because I'm going up to that high place and I'm connecting over there, I'm able to draw from there that light, that special light called chashmal, to bring it down, kidei lishmor es ha'emunah, in order to guard and protect the lower Shechina, which is called Emuna, b'shas Shena, during sleep, shelayin kumi mena hachitzainim, so that the klipos, which try their best to attach themselves to that lower Shechina, they're going to be afraid to go near there. When they see that light called Chashmal, which that upper Shechina sent down, they know, keep back 2,000 feet. Don't go near there, because they'll be destroyed. Rabbi Nizal speaks about this over there in Likutei Moran, not in the context of Kriya Shema Lamita. He speaks about it in general. Rabbi Nosson Zal is connecting it to when we're saying this Kriya Shema Shalamita before we go to sleep. Veze bechinas haviduyim shetzrichen loimar bekriya shema shalamita koidem hashena. And this will also explain why we say vidui before going to sleep, as part of the Kriya Shema Lamita. We say the Oshamnu, and there are these special Yehi Rotzons there, that if I did anything, Chas V'Shalom, to deserve Skila, because I was poigim in the Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, or the Aleph Ala Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it should be considered exactly as if I accepted it upon myself. If I did anything to warrant Sreifa, in some of the good Sidurim, they have these Yehi Rotzons by Kriya Shema Lamita. Ki havidui shoimrim, zebet, listen to this carefully now. Ki havidui shoimrim, zebechinas emes. When a person confesses and acknowledges that they made a mistake, they did something wrong, that's an incredible expression of honesty, truth. Most people won't do that. Many people can't do that. They can't admit that they were wrong, or they don't want to admit that they were wrong. They don't want to acknowledge the truth, the emes. Vidui is an incredible form of emes. Bechinas vedoiver emes bilvavoi. And this connects with what the pasuk Rabbein Azal brought in Likutei Moran about Rav Safra, when conducting business, that not only did he keep his word, but he was doiver emes bilvavoi. He spoke the truth in his heart, meaning if he thought that he was prepared to sell an object for a certain price, even though he didn't express it, and the buyer kept upping the ante, kept saying, I'll give more, I'll give more, Rav Safra refused to take the extra amount, we said. He said, no, in my heart, I was ready to accept your first offer. That's the offer we go by. That's called, the Gemara says, that's called doiver emes bilvavoi. Rav Nosson Zal says, another incredible form of doiver emes bilvavoi is vidui, when a person confesses their sins. Ki ikar mailas havidui shechoshuv be'enei Hashem yisborach kishemizvatan lefanav, because what impresses Hashem so much, what gives Hashem so much nachas when a person confesses their sin, hu ho emes, is the fact that the person is being honest. Dahainu mashehu moida al ho emes, the person is admitting to the truth. We know that Hashem is called Emes. The Torah is Emes. This world that we are in, the future world is called Olam Hoemes. This world is called Olam HaSheker. The Sitra Achra is called Sheker. If you recall, in the first paragraph, we quoted the Ilona de Shakra, the tree of Sheker, versus the Ilona de Chaya, the tree of life. So what Hashem likes so much about Vidui is the Emes. Shezeh Iker Loshen Vidui. That's what the term Vidui is real about. Miloshen Moide, admitting. Dahainu Shehu Moide Umisvade. Shechoto, the person is admitting and expressing regret over the fact that they sinned. Shechota uposha negdo yisporach, that the person sinned against Hashem, whether it was willingly or unwillingly. Vikazois asa, and I did such and such. Sheze yokor be'enei Hashem yisporach. This is something that's very precious in the eyes of Hashem. Me'achar she'al kol ponim makir chetoi. Because of the fact that at least the person realizes that they made a mistake, they did something wrong, and confession is a form of submission, humility. A person's acknowledging that I'm not perfect, I'm not good, I wasn't right, I was wrong. And the person is admitting and acknowledging the truth, that I did such and such against Hashem. Ukamai shekosuv, as the pasuk says, mechase pshov lo yatzliach. A person who tries to cover up their sins will not succeed. Umoide, whereas a person who admits v'oizev, and they accept upon themselves to leave those sins, yerucham, they will bring forth kindness from Hashem. Dahainu, what this is telling us is Mishahu Shakran, a person who's a liar, denial, umechase pshov, and tries to cover up their sins, lo yatzliach, will not succeed. Avol hepech, however, the opposite, kishe'enoi shakran, when the person is not a liar, what does it mean, not a liar? Admit. When are you not a liar? When you're willing to say openly, I made a mistake, I did something wrong. Ve'enoi mechase pshov b'sheker. He doesn't try to cover up his sins with lies or denial. Rak shehu moide umisvade al ho'emes. But rather the person acknowledges and admits to the truth. Umakir chetoi, they recognize their sin. Ve'oizei voisam. And the person tries their best to leave that. Yerucham. That brings forth Rachmanis from Hashem. V'zeh she'omar David, kishehizvadeh chetoi lefonav yisborach, and this is why we find that when David HaMelech is admitting his sin before Hashem in chapter 51 in Tehillim, which is part of the Tikkun Chatzos, when we say the full Tikkun Chatzos, that bevoil of Nosan HaNavi, when Nosan HaNavi came to him to rebuke him over what happened with Bathsheba, so and David HaMelech admits before Hashem, Kama Shekos Hashem, Lecho Levadcho Chatosi, Hashem, it's only to you that I sinned, V'chulu, etc. Omar Shem, David HaMelech says there in that same paragraph, Hein Emes Chofatzto, you, Hashem, want truth. Batuchois uvasosun chochmatoi dieni. Le'inyan havidui. And Dovra Melfer is referring to his confession. That I know, Hashem, this is what you want from us. Kama shepirush Rashi shon al posuk zeh. As Rashi says clearly on that posuk. Emes chofatzto. You want truth, which means you want admission of guilt. So Dov HaMelech says, here I am. I'm admitting the truth that I committed a sin. Nimtza she'ikar havidui hu bechinas emes. V'ze bechinas v'doiver emes bovavoi. So what makes vidui so significant is that it's emes. It's a display of emes. This fits perfectly with what Rabbeinu Zal said in Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Imran showed that when you want to protect the Malchus, when you want to protect the Emuna, you have to go up to Bina. Bina is the heart. Ulevava Yovin. You have to draw light from the heart to protect the Malchus. Rabbeinu Zal gave the example of doiver emes bovovoi, of conducting business honestly. Masumatam bemuna, the highest level of honesty, not just keeping your word, your verbal word, but even your thoughts in your heart. It's brought in Hilchas Tzedakah that if a person makes a pledge to give charity, of course they're obligated to give it. If they don't, it's a terrible, terrible sin. But there are some poskim that say that even if you didn't say it, if you thought for a moment, I think I'm going to give something, but you never said it, and then you change your mind. There are some poskim that say that the thought is mechayev, that once you thought it, you should try to give it. That's part of this v'doiver emes bilvovoi. And again, by doing this, you draw that super powerful light of chashmal that comes from Bina, the heart, which provides an incredible protection for the malchus, for the emunah. Rav Nelson Zal is giving us the example of vidui, that vidui is an incredible expression of emes, which many people are incapable of. So if a person says vidui before going to sleep, through that emes, that's an example of doiver emes, that emes gives forth that light of chashmal, which protects the person during their sleep, when they're going into emuna mode. Kriya Shema Lamita, going to emuna mode, this provides the shmirah. Because it's extremely important when a person's apologizing. We know there are many people who say, I'm sorry, and it's lip service. They don't really mean it. Rav Nosal says, we know that real vidui means with the person's whole heart. And to accept upon oneself wholeheartedly that I'm really going to do my best not to repeat that mistake. I'm not going to return to that foolishness, to that silliness. Because the main tshuva is in the heart. As it says clearly in a pasuk, his heart will understand and he'll do tshuva. So tshuva is a cardiac thing. And therefore, by saying this vidui before going to sleep, shezel b'chinas tshuva, b'chinas emes shebelev, this is tshuva, this is the real honesty from the heart, shezel b'chinas bina, sheshom ikra tshuva, which is associated with bina, which is the main connection of tshuva, ulevava yovin v'shov, Vahavidui Kayadua, as is known, Sheze Bechinas Yema Kippurim Kayadua. We know that Yom Kippur is also called Tshuva, Bina. Alkein, Ayideze, Humamshich Bechinas Chashmal, Me Oilam Abina. By doing this, he fulfills what the Arizal says of drawing that bright light called Chashmal from the world of Bina. Lishmoir es emuna, to guard and protect the emuna, shalei yizgabru hachitzonim alav, that the outside forces shouldn't overpower it, v'lo yinku mimena, and they shouldn't draw energy from it that they're not supposed to get. V'azai hasheno hi toiva gedoyla elav. And when a person makes this kind of preparation, then the sleep is a very healthy, positive, good thing for the person. Because the person is zoicha through that kind of sleep to renew their neshama, to renew their brain, their whole thinking process. Besoicha emuna, inside emuna, b'chinas chadoshim labekorim, rabo emuna secha. It's incredible how everything is connected. I remember about 30 years ago or 31 years ago, a year or two after I came to Eretz Yisrael, was the one time that I went to Miron for Shabbos Chanukah. Reb Michal went to Miron for Shabbos Chanukah, and I went with him. And I remember, you know, it's Chanukah is in the winter time. You daven early Friday. You finish even with the suda, we finished early, went to sleep, and were able to get up for Chatzos, which was about 11 p.m. And there was time. There was quality time. And I remember I saw a Likutei Halachos in Miron. I opened it up, I believe, to the last halacha in Hilchas Chanukah, which is based on chapter 9 in Likutei Moran. There, in that chapter, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about tefillah. tefillas emuna. Vayhi yod of emuna. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in a display of emuna. The Targum says outstretched in tefila. Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person is davening, there's a problem of machshavoi zorois. That the because you're in emuna, because you're in malchus, you're very close to the klipos, to the sitra achra. And they try to jump on you. They try to attack, to block the tefillah and to draw from the tefillah by throwing these machshavoi zoris. And Rabbeinu Zal there quotes pasuk, which show that this is like a darkness that covers the person. There's a pasuk, sakoiso be'onon loch me'avor tefillah. Hashem, you encircled yourself in a cloud, not allowing our tefillah to get through. The person feels like they're surrounded in this thick cloud, and they can't, they're not connecting to Hashem. So Rabbeinu Zal says, what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is emes. When a person's in that kind of situation, where they want to daven with his slavos, they want to daven with feeling and emot, but it's not there, because the Satan's bombarding them with these machshavos and everything. Just try to connect to emes. Just try to say the words of the tefillah with honesty and truth. Nothing else. Just to say, to mean what you say. Nothing else. There's no islavos, no islavos. Rabbeinu Zal says that emes is such a powerful thing. Emes is Hashem. There's a pasuk, Hashem oircha va'amitcha. Hashem is your light and your truth. And Rabbeinu Zal says that no matter how dark the darkness is, no matter how dark it is, emes is a billion watt light bulb. It's this incredible oil that'll crash through the darkness. And that'll help you get your tefillah accepted, etc., etc. Because Hashem loves emes. Hashem craves emes. And Rabbeinu Zal there connects it to the Noach's teva, the flood. That when Hashem told Noach to build a teva, Hashem said to him, Soihar tasela teva, make a skylight for the teva, ve'el amo techaleno milmolo, and make the roof in such a way that it comes together, but there's an amo of space in between where light will be able to come through. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that the words amo techaleno milmolo, the first letters make the word emes. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, Techalena means yearn, milamola, from above. Above in heaven, they yearn for emes. Hashem is yearning for truth, because again, this world is wall-to-wall sheker, and sheker is the opposite of Hashem. So Hashem is yearning for a little bit of truth to come out of this world. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that when a person is zoicha to say the words with emes, that'll get them out, that'll knock out the machshavos zoros, that'll give them the connection to Hashem, and they'll be matzliach. So Rav Nosson Zal there connects it with Chanukah, that Chanukah, the yontif of Chanukah, comes out during the longest nights of the year, where the night is the longest, the nights of the beginning, the end of Kislev, beginning of Teves. Super darkness. What are we doing? We're turning on light. Which light? The light of emes. How do we know it's emes? Because there are eight candles corresponding to the eight times that it says emes from Kriya Shema to Shmoyne Esrei in the morning. Emes, V'yatzev, emes, Aturishin, you'll count it exactly eight times over there. So Rav Nosson Zal explains that's what we're doing in Chanukah. That in Chanukah we're in Golus now, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're surrounded by darkness. And at this darkest moment of night, you know, we're turning on these candles, we're drawing this light of emes, which draws this chashmal from Bina. Bina is the eighth sphera, counting from the bottom up. We're drawing that light that can knock out the darkness completely. In the Bnei Yisachar, he asks this question. He says, every morning in davening, we say, Lo yal tzidkoiseinu, anachnu mapilim tachnuneinu lefanecha. Hashem, I'm coming to daven to you, not with any tzidkas. I'm not coming with a pile of mitzvahs or anything. But rather, I'm relying only on your great kindness. He says, I don't understand. If you have mitzvahs, talk about it. If you don't have mitzvahs, shut up. You don't have to say it. Don't put it in a Hashem, you should know I don't have any mitzvahs. He says, no, no, no. And he says exactly what Rav Nosson Zal says here. The first letters of Anachnu Mapilim Tachnunenu Lo Yaltzit Koisenu. What is that? I'm not a tzaddik. What is that? Anachnu Mapilim Tachnunenu. The first letters are Emes. And Emes is so beloved by Hashem that that's the key to your tefillah being answered. That's an incredible, powerful thing in ensuring that a person's tefillah is answered. That's why people ask me a lot of times about hispoidus. What are you supposed to say in hispoidus? The Gemara speaks about that the most basic tefillah is two components. One is gratitude, thanking Hashem for the good things, and another component is asking Hashem for what you need. There's another critical component in hispoidus called vidui, which is cheshbon hanefesh, thinking about the things I did and I didn't do throughout the day, and pleading with Hashem for forgiveness. That's an incredible, powerful piece of hispoidus, because that's pouring emes into the cake. A cake has to have flour and water and cinnamon and dip. That's the ingredient called emes, which is the most powerful, powerful ingredient in tefillah. There's a pasuk, emes ve'emuna choyk v'lo yavar, that those two have to go together. Those two are inseparable. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, back inside, v'zeh shemuva b'kisvei Arizal, shekriya shma al shalamito, hu tikun godol me'oid, le'ovoin hechomor, shehu hoitzoa zera levatol rachmona letzlon. Based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why the Arizal says that saying kriya shma al amito properly is the most powerful, powerful tikkun for one of the worst sins in Yiddishkeit, chas v'shalom, which is wasting seed. We just read this past Shabbos, by coincidence, Parshas Vayeshev, that Yehuda had two sons, Er and Oinon. And it says, Vayhi Er Ra be'enei Hashem. Er is Ra. Vayimisei Hashem. Hashem killed him. And then it says, Oinon was told to do Yibum, to take his brother's wife. And it says, Oinon refused to do Yibum because he knew that if he'll have a child, it'll be his brother's child, not really his. So it says, Vayimiseyu gam. Hashem also killed him. So Rashi points out, what's the also? The also is to point out that they both got killed for the same crime. That the Torah says that Tamar was exceptionally beautiful, and Er didn't want to, he was afraid that if she becomes pregnant, it's going to diminish her beauty. So therefore, whenever he was with her, he wasted the seed. He made sure that she could not become pregnant. That's what Er did, that's what Oinon did, that's why they were killed immediately. That's something that brings out tremendous anger from Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal, all the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about this tremendously, that when we say on Yontif and on Rosh Hashanah, Umipnei chato'enu golinu me'artzeinu, because of our sins we were evicted from our land, it refers especially to this. That's why we say, V'korev pizureinu mibein agoyim, Hashem, gather in all those things that were dispersed. Pizureinu means the zera, the seed. Those souls that were dispersed all over the place, Rachmana Litzlan. Ki iker pigam ovoin zeh hu pigam hamachshavo kayadua. Because the main negativity in this sin is that it's a pigam in machshava. It starts out in thought. Because the person doesn't guard their mind from thinking the sinful types of thoughts related to the relationship between men and women, that leads to this sin. And this is why the most powerful antidote to this is the Kriya Shma Lamita, Shehi Iker Tikkun Hamoichin, which is one of the greatest tikkunim for the brain of the person, for the machshava. Ki Iker Tikkun Hamoichin Al Yidei Shena Kanal, because Rabbeinu Zal shows the Likut Moran, one of the most important tikkunim for the brain is sleep. Ki Tzrichin Lishmores Hamoyach Mo'oid Mo'oid Mimachshava Yisoros. Because a person has to try very, very hard not to allow extraneous thoughts to enter into their mind. How? By thinking good thoughts, by focusing on kosher thoughts. Aval afal pi sheshoymer oisoy heitev. However, even a person who tries to do this very well, afal pikein be'eza meshech zman nisyageya hamoyach. By trying to do this for a long period of time, the person's brain becomes tired. Utzrichen lechadesh oisoy alidei shena daika. And it requires sleep to refresh it, to renew it. Shehu naichol lemoichen. Sleep is rest for the brain. Va'oz ikar tikan hamoyach alidei ho'emuna. And during sleep, what launders the brain, what refreshes the brain is emuna. If a person is sleeping properly, their moyach enters into the place called emuna. Bibchinas chadoshim labekorim rabo emuna secho. Aval ho emuna biatzmo tzricha shmishim umechesoinim. However, Rabbeinu Zal told us that the emuna needs protection because it's so close to the klipos, to the sitra achra. Therefore, we have to draw from Big Brother. We have to go up to Bina and draw that light of Chashmal from there, and that chases away the klipos. That the klipos are afraid of. When a person does that, then the sleep is a tremendously beneficial thing for the person's brain. Because the person's brain is refreshed and renewed completely in the emuna during sleep. And when the brain is well rested and solid, then the brain can keep out junk, the wrong kind of thoughts. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal starts chapter 35 in the Likutei Moran with, that the main tshuva is Bechinas Zarka, like the musical note Zarka, which starts on top, it goes down, it goes up higher than it was originally, and it comes back to its original position. Zarka means de isderikas, la'asar de isnatlas mitamon, where something is thrown back to the place that it was originally taken from. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that originally everything originated from Chachma. Kulam b'chachma sisa. When we do Averis and everything, we go far away from Chachma. We go into foolishness. Tshuva is all about returning to Chachma, returning to a good mindset, a good seichel. Ubifrat mi shekvar nichshal b'moichoi chas v'sholom. Especially a person who already messed up with their brain. Shehichnis tzora betoich kedusha sichloi. The person brought problems and junk into the holiness of their brain. Vehirher hirhurim roim. They thought sinful thoughts. At sheboli deofen zechas v'shon, to the point where it resulted in this terrible sin of wasting seed. She'azai kosha olav mo'oid lishmor sichloi, where at that point it becomes very difficult for the person to guard their thoughts. Vafilu imizgater atzmoi b'chol koichoi lishmor sichloi mimachshav ezeros firhurim, and even if the person will try their best to not to think those thoughts, then what will happen is afal pike nisyageya moichoi b'chol pam, the brain will become tired and exhausted. Why? Because his mind was used to going to those places. It was used to thinking through those kind of thoughts, and now it takes tremendous energy and effort to go against the norm. When a person wants to change habits, bad habits, it takes tremendous energy. Now when the person is coming to do tshuva, and he's pulling on the reins, like Rabbeinu Zal compares it to a horse, that when a horse wants to go off track and you want to get it back onto track, you have to pull with all your strength on the reins to pull that horse back, to get him back on the right track. So when this person's exerting all of their energy to grab their brain and pull it back, not to allow it to go to those bad places anymore, because of that, Because he got Yusuf, and therefore, as a result of this, the person's mind becomes exhausted and tired. And that's why we require sleep to give the brain a chance to rest. And that's the tikkun and the renewal of the brain. And we mentioned that one of the most important preparations for sleep is that Kriya Shma Lamita. V'alkein, Kriya Shma Shalamita, hi ikar tikkun avon zeh. And this is why the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Kriya Shma Lamita is the most powerful correction for this sin. K'adei Kriya Shma Shalamita bekavona ubemesiras nefesh. Because when a person says those words of Kriya Shma Lamita with kavana, which means thinking about the translation of the words, and mesiras nefesh, then I'm ready, I'm standing on an edge of a cliff, and if I were told to deny Hashem or jump, I would jump. Zoyche l'saken u'lechadesh moichoi. Through this, the person is zoyche to repair and to renew their brain. And that's the main tshuva and tikkun. Kemavur leil, as we explained in the beginning, sheikar hatshuva lishmoir esmoichoi. The main tshuva is to go back to the roots, to the origin of the problem, which is the thoughts, the brain. Sheze zoichin aide tikkun hasheina aide kriya shma shalamita. This was zoiched to through proper sleep and through kriya shma lamita. Now we go back to that chapter of Tehillim, that David HaMelech, where David HaMelech says his vidui, chapter 51, and there it says, Hein emes chofatzta, Hashem, I know that you want honesty, you want truth. Batuchos, hainu alidei havidui, shubachin asemes, through our confession, which is a display of honesty, Ukama Shapirish Rashi Sham, like Rashi says there, Ali Deze Ubesosum Chochmo Toidieni. Besosum, when my eyes are closed, Shai Deze Zoichel Chochma. Through this Chochmo Toidieni, Hashem will give me Chochma. Dainu Bechinas Tikkun Amoichem. This will be the tikkun for my brain. Kalidei Havidui Bechinas Emes Shebelev. Because through Vidui, which is an expression of honesty coming from the heart when it's being done properly. That's what really enables the person to renew their chokhmah and their moyach during sleep. That's why it says ubesosum chokhmah. Sosum means closed. Bechina shena, meaning during sleep, shehu stimu demoichen, when the brain shuts down, shehamoichen nistomim v'ne'elomim oz b'soich bechina semuna. That's when the brain shuts down and goes into hiding inside emuna. Va'oz daika zoichen lamoichen chadoshim. And then the person is zoiched to this new, a whole new consciousness. Bechina chachma toidieni. Because it's specifically then during sleep, when the moyach goes down to the place of emuna. And however, it has that shmirah from that chashmal, because the person expressed emes. They started the sleep before emuna. They put the emes in front of it. Emes ve'emuna chayk forever. How? Through that vidui, that confession, that ensures that the sleep person goes to sleep feeling dead, and they come back to life. Baruchni is also, it's a tchiya sameisim. We make a bracha in the morning. Hamachzer neshamos levgorim meisim. V'zeh she'oimrim koydam hasheina. And this is why, after reciting the bracha hamapil, which is almost the last thing we say before going to sleep, there's one more line that a person says after hamapil, which is this pasuk, Biyotcho afkid ruchi, podiso oisi Hashem, kel emes. The last word off a person's lips before emes. Biyotcho afkid ruchi, Hashem, I am giving over my spirit, into your hands. Ze bechinas shanu moisrin ruchenu v'nishmoisenu letoicho emuna hakdoisha. This is telling us that we're giving over our spirit, our neshama, our ruach, into emuna. Shehi bechinas yodayim, which is associated with the hands, like it says, bechinas vayehi yodov emuna. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in emuna. So the hands means emuna. So when I say biyot chav kidruchi, I'm acknowledging that by going to sleep, I'm taking my brain, my neshama, and putting it into emuna mode. However, there's a problem. Emuna is a nice thing, but emuna is dangerous because it's the closest thing to the klipos, to the sitra achra, and it's very vulnerable. It requires shmirah. Al zeh anu oimrim. That's why we add, podisa oisi Hashem. You, Hashem, redeem me. You protect me. How? Kel emes. Emes daiko, kaidei bechinas emes, mamshich in bechinas chashmal me'olam habina. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explained in Likut Imran, and as we saw here, through emes, and especially the highest level of emes, with its emes from the heart, through that kind of emes, the person draws that light of chashmal, which is a tremendous shmira, super protection for the emuna. Through that, Hashem redeems us and protects us from the klipos. Ki ha-chashmal shoymer esu emuna kanal. Because that light of chashmal coming from Bina, that protects the emuna. V'zeh podiso oisi Hashem. Hashem, you redeem me. You saved me. How? Kel emes. Through emes. V'zeh she'ono oimrim bebirkas hashkiveinu. And this is why in Ma'ariv, in the tefillah of Ma'ariv, we have the tefillah Hashkiveinu. Shehi bakosho al shmira balailu bashena. That's a special tefillah where we're pleading with Hashem to guard us, to protect us during the night, during sleep. Anu mevakshim shon, what do we say there? Ufroi soleinu sukas shalomecha. Hashem, please spread over us your sukkah of peace. Sukkas shalom ze bechinas imo de mesakhal benin. All the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that sukkah is bina, because bina is the mother that hovers over and protects her children. Just like a sukkah is a covering, it's a protection that covers us. The mother, the Zohar Kodesh says, Imo de Mesak Halbanin, the mother hovers over and protects her young, her children. So the sukkah represents Bina, which is the mother, which is the protection. And from Bina, we said, we draw that light of Chashmal. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that the word Chashmal is Bigimatria Bisholoim, quoting from the Arizal. Kamuvez is brought in the Kisvi Arizal. Bechinas Sukkas Shalom. That's why we're asking Ufroi Solenu Sukas Shloimecha. Those words are being merames to that Bina, to that Chashmal, that's the protection during the night. Ki Iker Hashmira Balaila Bashena Hualidei Bechinas Chashmal. Because the main thing that protects us during the night when we're sleeping is this great light that's called Chashmal. Bechinas Imo de Mesakhal Benin, the mother who covers over and hovers over and protects her children, Shaideze Nishmeres Emuna. That's what guards and protects the Emuna. Shaideze Nischachin Venistaknin Hamoichin Vaneshama. And that's what allows the brain and the soul of the person to be renewed and refreshed through the sleep during the night. And the person is zoicha to guard their thoughts from thinking any types of wrong thoughts, and to think only holy thoughts. And that's one of the most important aspects of tshuva, because again, the problems, the sins start in machshava. Everything starts in machshava. According to what a person thinks about, that's what they end up seeing, and that's what they end up going after, Rahman al-Islam. Shazehu Ikar HaTshuva. And the Ikar HaTshuva is this Tikkun HaMachshava. Amen v'amen, tam v'nishlam, Rav Nosson Zal says, Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to complete this volume, which completes all the laws, the whole Seder Ayoyim from the morning. The volume Aleph started from Hashkama Saboiker, waking up in the morning, and this volume 2 of Orach Chaim completes the going to sleep at night. Shevach lokel boirei olam. We give tremendous praise to Hashem who created the world, that we were zochet to get this far. Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov. Now we complete a Chelek Gimel, we already recorded. We have it on our website, I believe, etc. We made a decision to go ahead. We're going to go into Yoredeya. Starting tomorrow, we're going to begin Volume Dalid of Likutei Halachos, which is Yoredeya. We have two volumes in Yoredeya of incredible, incredible chidushin, new insights, to show how these laws of kashrus and shechita, how all of this brings us to a deep connection to Hashem, to spirituality, to ruchnis. Any questions, please? We started volume 1, started the day. This volume 2 completes the day. And now the volume 3 is going to start in the holidays. A whole new topic. Volume 3 is Shabbos, Erevin, Yontef, Cholamoy, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Chanukah, Purim. So we're finishing the day, literally, at this point. Finishing the order of the day with Kriya Shema Lamita. We start, the beginning is Emunah, and the end is Emunah. That's a very important point. There's a pasuk, we mentioned this many times, Ani Rishon V'Ani Achroin, Umibalod Ayen Elokim. I am the beginning, and I am the end. The word Ani is the same letters as the word Ayin. Ayin means nothingness, which is a term that's used to refer to the Keser. The Keser is completely hidden. It's a light that's so high that it's closed, it's hidden. We say that Chochmah is referred to as Pasach, the vowel Pasach, because that's where things start opening up. That's where the light starts opening up. So Emunah is hidden. Emunah is in what you don't see, what you don't understand. When we say Kriya Shema, we close our eyes to show that faith is in what I can't see, what I cannot understand. That's the beginning, that's the bottom. And the top is Keser, which is again similar in the same respect, hidden, closed, seeming darkness. But there the darkness is not the absence of light. There the darkness is because the light is so bright that to us it appears as darkness. It's like the darkness of a secret, a mystery, where the darkness is a reflection of how bright. So again, that's the beginning and the end, starting with Emunah and ending with Emunah. We start the day with Moidani Lefonecha Melech Chai V'Kayam. Moidani, I admit. You know, we said that the highlight of Kriya Shema Lamita is the honesty, the vidui. We start off the day also with that word Moide. Moidani Lefonecha, I admit that I admit and I acknowledge that you gave back my soul, you returned my soul, that my soul left me and you gave it back to me now in order to make a brand new beginning. Let's see if we can go through a little bit. We'll try to make copies, actual copies of this, for people to be able to follow it more clearly. The Seder of Kriya Shema Lamita. We definitely begin with the Ribbono Shel Olam Hareini Moichel Lechol Mi Shehiches Vehiknitoisi. Hashem, I forgive anyone who angered me or insulted me in any way, anyone who sinned against me, whether with my body, my money, my respect, and anything like that. The Zohar HaKadosh is the source for this, where the Zohar HaKadosh says that this is, again, an incredible, important factor, because when a person goes to sleep, the neshama goes up to heaven and is judged, and is judged. And if I want Hashem to judge me favorably and to be willing to forgive me, I have to show that I'm willing to forgive anyone who wronged me in any type of way. So that's this opening paragraph, Ribbono Shel Olam Hareini Moichel, which we say, other than Shabbos, Yontif, those days we will not say that. We don't mention sins on Shabbos and Yontif, but that's the opening paragraph. Now, in many Sidurim, they print Hamapil afterwards. Why? I have no idea. Because in actuality, everyone says that Hamapil is at the end. All the way at the end of Kriya Shma Lamita comes the Bracha Hamapil. So after this first Ribbono Shelom, that's when you recite the Shema. Kel Melech Ne'eman, Shema Yisrael, the three paragraphs of Shema. There are some Sidurim which have the paragraph Hashkivenu, again as part of the Kriya Shma Lamita. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld did not tell us to say that. You know, the Hashkivenu we have in the Tefillah of Ma'ariv. So we have the entire Shema, and then we recite a chapter of Tehillim, Halleluka Shiru Lashem Shir Chodosh, because, especially since that chapter of Tehillim has that sentence in it which we quoted earlier, Roimamois Kel Begroinam, V'cheref Pifiois Biodam, that when we praise Hashem with our throats, we hold a double-edged sword in our hand. And that pasuk is referring to the fact, the Gemara says, that Kriya Shema Alamita is a shmira against mazikin. Against, that's this sword that scares away the mazikin, that chases away the mazikin. Then we have two sets of psukim. Hine mitosoi shel shloimoi, which we spoke about in the previous year, the bed of Shloim HaMelech, which is surrounded by Shishim Giboirim. And then we have the Birkas Koyanim, Yivorecho Hashem V'Yishmerecho, which we spoke about in the previous year. Then we recite the paragraph Yoishev B'Seiser Elyoin. We start with the sentence V'Hinoyam and Yoishev B'Seiser Elyoin. But here there's an interesting thing. It stops in the middle. The Arizal says that you're supposed to stop at the words Ki Ato Hashem Machsi. You, Hashem, are my protector. And you're actually stopping in middle of a pasuk. Elyon said, that's where you stop, in this paragraph of Yosh B'Sesrelyon. Then there's the vidui, Elokeinu v'Kevoseinu, v'Oshamnu, and then there's those special Yehirot signs, these four Yehirot signs, which correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kevo, where they say, if I committed a sin that deserves skila, because I was poigim in the first letter of Yud Kevovke, the first letter of Altan, and so on and so forth. Then we go on to Ona B'choyach, the special paragraph of Ona B'choyach, and then we say, Shir Lamalois Eso Einai Elehorim. And with that, we conclude. And then we go on to the bracha of Hamapil, and then that final sentence, Biyodcha af kiruchi, and then we go to sleep. So we went through it. We'll try, Amir Hashem, to prepare this in a manner that people will be able to see it. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. We should be zeicher to absorb what we're learning and to live it properly. And again, Chanukah, we showed how all of this is connected to Chanukah. That Chanukah, the darkest nights of the year, and we're turning on, by turning on these eight lights, we're drawing this chashmal, this light of chashmal from Bina. Bina is number eight, the eighth sphira, which is a shmira, which is a tremendous protection, that all the outside forces shouldn't be able to harm us in any way. And that the night should be a benefit to us. It should only do us good. It's a shame.